Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, Sydney Watson says that when feminists want equality, we should give it to them. Like equal prison sentences, equal custody of kids, and supporting male victims of violence. The same way we support female ones. Feminists say no, not that kind of equality. But they never meant equality. What they meant was equity. They think we men are dumb and that we will confuse the two terms, and for the most part, they're right. Women don't want equal status. They want preferential treatment. Up next, a Muslim woman had to pay a fine of 100 Swiss francs for wearing a burqa, which was banned in the country. She fought the charge and was then fined 1,000 francs fine instead. Looks like the Swiss are tired of this, and so am I. Maybe it's time for some re-migration if they don't like the rules. At least the Swiss are trying to force them to assimilate, but it won't work. They'll probably start attacks claiming that they don't have religious freedoms. Also makes me wonder how Muslim women identify themselves in public. Number three, this guy says that if you're a grown man, then a girl turning 18 shouldn't be attractive to you. What a loser simp. Then again, maybe he does have a point because women at that age, these days, have been ridden more than the town bicycle. Guys like this are male feminists thinking that if they're allies to women, then the ladies will somehow find them even more attractive. Which they won't. Someone says this is probably a humiliation ritual to impress some single mom. Moving on, someone wonders who this is because he left today with $120 worth of baked goods and 3 cartons of eggs and forgot to pay. Yeah, I don't think he forgot. Luckily, they got his license plate in the bottom right, and I don't think he thought he was going to be on candid camera. This looks like a farm stand. This is what happens when you import diversity. You lose the high-trust soy sauce that you once had. Maybe this should happen to people that do this. Number 5 is yet another example of how Canada is cucked. Here's the percentage of Canadian-founded companies that raised over $1 million and where their location is. Once Trudeau showed up, the decline began. There are more Canadian companies headquartered in America today than there are in Canada. Hell, many of them are even heading to the socialist UK. That should tell you everything you need to know. On the bright side, if they keep leaving, soon there might be enough houses for everyone. Up next, meanwhile in the UK, the Labour Party's new definition of Islamophobia would criminalize even talking about grooming gangs. That's what happens when Islam takes over your lands. It punishes those that criticize it. You can't even talk about being great because it might be misconstrued as racism. Christopher Hitchens says that the first thing that will be taken away is your right to complain regarding the current silent Islamic invasion of Britain. Number 7, The Atlantic says that the left-wing terrorism is on the rise for the first time in 30 years, saying that attacks on the left now outnumber those from the right. For the first time. I haven't heard of any right-wing attacks before. Right-wing extremism is defined as having a debate or doing a presentation at a college these days. I don't see people on the right trying to end people on the left. Where's The Atlantic been? Why didn't they say something when there were fiery yet mostly peaceful protests from BLM? Moving on, Warner Brothers is looking to cast a female Voldemort. But why isn't a white male evil enough for them anymore? But if they are going to go ahead with this decision, then I think I know the perfect actress for this part. She doesn't even have to pretend to be evil, it's already part of her personality. But seriously, finally a role that makes sense to give to a woman. The Soul Sucker. Number 9, looks like Canada's about to have its first housing crash in almost 40 years. We didn't crash in 08 and 09 because we printed money, allowed half the third world to move to Canada, and extended mortgage amortizations. In a year or two, almost all new home construction will stop in this part of Canada that employs 8% of the workforce. There won't be any new supply in the pipeline, laying the ground for the next affordability crisis. But not like it matters anymore, because most people can't even qualify for a mortgage. Canada is cucked. Up next, this woman plans on being the next Bonnie Blue, and is already planning out her extreme stunts. So why is she doing this, you ask? Because she has nothing else of value to offer. Women also copy each other. So now that Bonnie Blue made millions doing crazy raunchy stunts, you're bound to have dozens if not hundreds of women copy her. Eventually even more women, until women doing spicy content will be as common as shaking someone's hand. The film Cherry 2000 predicted this, where in the future before a date you'd watch your date's sex reel. Number 11, obviously this one's fake, but it's still funny with Brigitte Macron providing photographic evidence that she's actually a whammy. All she needs to do is show us the cracked phone screen, and it's all over. But seriously, it doesn't matter what she does because the only way is DNA. She was willing to sue and take people to court. They kept on saying that she was a man. Why is she taking things so personally unless she has something to hide? Moving on, here's another story you won't be hearing about in the lamestream media like CNN. This beloved veteran, known for his hot tamales, was violently ended during a mugging by a bunch of teens. That's interesting, but what kind of teens were they? The way things are going recently, they'll probably be out of prison at the most in about 5 or 10 years. I'm just going to put this here. What it means and why it happens, I'll leave that up to you. Number 13 Alex says that Sydney Sweeney walked so that Kamala's stepdaughter could run, and that she's our liberal progressive queen. Looks like the queen needs to shave her pits. Either that or dye them. She also needs to change her look because she reminds me of a young Howard Stern. Either that or this guy. Maybe after shaving her pits, she can glue them on her face so that she has a mustache like Weird Al. Up next, Canada is going broke, and yet our new prime minister announces $60 million to support stability in Haiti. That place is a lost cause full of cannibal criminals. But just add that $60 million to our deficit at $100 billion for the current fiscal year. Odds are this money is just going to NGOs and unelected officials in a corrupt third world country. Haiti was a money laundering place for the Clintons, and now Mark Carney's liberals. Number 15, meet Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner's insane daughter. She went to the UN wearing a mask telling everyone that the pandemic was still going on. Talk about a cry for attention from someone that's hard on the eyes. She is just another COVIDian trying to force their religion onto everybody else. She also supports Hamas, climate change, votes Democrat, and yet she has a huge carbon footprint. The left has a total lack of mental diversity. Moving on, Dylan Mulvaney says that he's going to be taking Tylenol during pregnancy because it helps with they-them's testicular pain. That's nuts, literally. But I gotta hand it to Dylan, at least she-he is trying to be feminine, getting facial feminization surgery, and covering that Adam's apple. The other trans women, many of them just look like male rockers from the 1970s. After Bud Light, I wonder what brand Dylan is going to destroy next. Number 17, Carrie Rollo is an activist that vandalized the Charlie Kirk Memorial, and she lost her job and has been evicted from her home, and is now begging for financial support. It makes me think that the right intentionally put up monuments to Charlie Kirk and Irena Zaritska, knowing that they would get vandalized, to document it and get people on the left canceled. Looks like the schwing-schwang of consequence rarely arrives lubed. Up next is another story about the two-tier justice system in the UK. A Muslim who attacked a Quran burner will be spared jail. So I guess the UK now unofficially has moved in the direction of Islamic blasphemy laws. How long before burning the Quran in the UK will give someone a 10 years to life sentence? Maybe even worse. This individual was assaulted by a man with a Bredka knife. This is a country that strictly prohibits carrying knives. Number 19, more good news from the UK. They say the place has become a hotbed for female PDF files, including one that tried to do unspeakable things to her disabled son. Women perpetuating child abuse are far from rare, but it's usually the men that are portrayed as monsters. The woman with the disabled son said that she was just trying to let him experience sex. That was her justification. The article goes through a dozen women that did bad things. Moving on, looks like the system is getting scared because more men than ever are choosing not to get married and not have families. The men going their own way demographic is the fastest growing one right now. Why have kids when your son is going to be seen as toxic and not do nearly as well as a daughter? So now the LA Times is wondering if we should actually consider helping boys. As America shifts more to the right, expect what remains of the legacy media to also shift in that direction as well if it wants money. Number 21, and speaking of not helping boys, a boy in Alberta went missing. But instead of helping search for him, 40-plus Royal Canadian Mounted Police went to an ostrich farm to end a bunch of illegal ostriches. They could have helped search for him. Unfortunately, the boy hasn't been found, and they called the search off after 11 days. I guess the government has priorities and a narrative to protect. It's all just a bureaucracy. Up next, I might have to flee from Canada shortly because the government wants to pass new hate speech legislation where they define hatred as an emotion. If they feel that you're feeling hate, then you're guilty. I guess no proof necessary. I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to pull the same sort of nonsense that England is doing with digital IDs and sending police out to stop people from sending mean tweets. Number 23, here's men going their own way explained in only one picture. Men are beyond fed up with women's BS, and we don't care anymore, and we're walking away. Let them have the crumbling economy and government. We just want to be left alone at this point. The push for people to get internet IDs should be seen as women trying to get into the last private space men have. their phones, computers, and homes. If we have to, we'll go our own way from the internet as well and escape from them. Moving on, the Danish army conducted IQ tests for new recruits, and they grouped them by name. The results won't shock any of us that have been following this stuff for years. Ahmed, Mohammed, and Mehmet all had an average IQ in the low to mid-80s, while those with native Danish names all seemed to average around 98 to 100. Turns out that first-cousin marriage is bad for IQ. In the red countries, it's perfectly legal. I suspect certain cultures intentionally keep their citizens dumped through inbreeding so they fall in line with religious and national ideologies. Number 25 and the last one, is it true that this is the difference between girls with mommy issues versus those with daddy issues? I don't know if this is true or not, but those with daddy issues definitely look a lot hotter. But to be honest, they're probably the same woman. The one on the left just hasn't had her morning coffee yet or put on her war paint. As for me, I'll take two with daddy issues, and I want them extremely slutty and busty. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.